Thus, in the mid-Victorian period, information about the location of a key was almost as useful as an actual copy of the key itself. A thief seeking a wax impression might break into a house if he knew exactly where the key was hidden, or even if he knew in which room it was hidden. But if he did not know where in the house it was, the difficulty of making a thorough search, silently, in a house full of residents and servants, using a single shaded lantern that threw only a bull's-eye spot of light, was so great as to be not worth the attempt in the first instance. Therefore, Pierce directed his attention to discovering where Mr. Edgar Trent, senior partner of the firm of Huddleston and Bradford, kept his key. The first question was whether Mr. Trent kept his key in the bank. Junior clerks of Huddleston and Bradford took their dinner at 1 o'clock at a pub called the Horse and Rider, across the street from the firm. This was a smallish establishment, crowded and warm at the noon dinner hour. Pierce struck up an acquaintance with one of the clerks, a young man named Rivers. Normally, the servants and junior clerks of the bank were wary of casual acquaintances, for one never knew when one was talking to a criminal out of twig. But Rivers was relaxed in the knowledge that the bank was impregnable to burglary, and recognising, perhaps, that he had a deal of resentment towards the source of his employment. In this regard, one may profitably record the revised Rules for Office Staff posted by Mr. Trent in early 1854. These were as follows. 1. Godliness, cleanliness, and punctuality are the necessities of a good business. 2. The firm has reduced the working day to the hours from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. 3. Daily prayers will be held each morning in the main office. The clerical staff will be present. 4. Clothing will be of a sober nature. The clerical staff will not disport themselves in a raiment of bright colour. 5. A stove is provided for the benefit of the clerical staff. It is recommended that each member of the clerical staff bring 4 pounds of coal each day during cold weather.